आ रही है डकार।
अगर आप भी मेरी तरह समोसे आते हैं, हमें तड़पाते हैं, तो चटनी आती है, तो पूछे जाती है हमें कब खाओगे। इस टाइप के लेम फूड रिलेटेड पोस्ट को फेसबुक पर लाइक करते हैं तो माय डियर फ्रेंड्स, दिस पॉडकास्ट इज डेफिनेटली ओनली एंड जस्ट फॉर यू। हेलो, आई एम गीतांजलि एंड दिस इज माय फर्स्ट फूड पॉडकास्ट डकार। यू नो हाउ इट इज विद फर्स्ट, राइट? पहली बार कार चलाना, पहला प्यार एंड ऑल दैट क्रैप। बट हाउ डू दीज फर्स्ट ट्रीट यू व्हेन इट कम्स टू फूड? जैसे मुझे याद है puking it out when I first tried red wine a decade back, and same happened with green tea, wasabi and other such sharp savors. Exactly how a firang would react after eating a hajmola. I know that gave you a very dakari picture, and that was indeed intentional, but you guys must be thinking ki yaar dakar is such a ew kind of a word. But trust me, it's not. I mean, after a couple of beers, when you suddenly make that unavoidable loud burp, bro, stop pretending. In true sense, I call it freedom of speech. In fact, Middle East mein Kuwait side to burping after a meal shows a sign of appreciation and being well fed. By the way, in the mid of all these noises, I completely forgot to wish you guys a very happy new year. जानती हूँ लेट हूँ, लेकिन अब तक मुझे ये भी पता है कि आपने अपने फूड रेजोल्यूशंस को चकनाचूर भी कर दिया होगा। बट वरी नॉट, आई विल हेल्प यू मेक सम ब्रांड न्यू वंस। टुडे ऑन द फर्स्ट एपिसोड ऑफ माय फूड पॉडकास्ट, हियर वी गोना टॉक अबाउट फार्म टू टेबल रेस्टोरेंट ट्रेंड्स। इन आवर फर्दर सेक्शन पेट पूजा ज्ञान भंडार, वी विल हैव अ न्यू एज पैशनेट फार्मर लेडी। सो ऑल दिस एंड लॉट्स मोर राइट हियर राइट नाउ ऑल फॉर यू। बट बिफोर दैट, लेट मी टेल यू कि ये आखिर होता क्या है। इट्स अ सुपर्ब मूवी hands down, and in fact one of the biggest trends in the culinary world today, which is rapidly catching fire and is embraced wholeheartedly. So basically, locally sourced, fresh, seasonal grown ingredients se khana banana. Often we compromise health and nutrition for the sake of convenience, hence the popularity of fast food. So let's get to the roots of this movement and understand why it has become such an important trend in our society. So back in the turn of 20th century, zyada tar Americans jo khana khate the used to come from 50 miles away, and as they started moving from the rural to the cities, it got really hard to source this, you know, freshly grown stuff. For the sake of convenience and growing technology, they began to rely on processed foods. It was also a time saver, jaldi jo ban jata tha. Instead of preparing food from the scratch, wo lehsun chilna and all that, just buy a garlic ginger paste and stuff like that. Convenience was hence chosen over quality. Processed foods, although, were quick to prepare, typically contain excessive amounts of sugar, fat and sodium, jisse health problems to honi hi hai bhaiya. Until I think about 10 years ago, organic, local and natural food started trending across the world, and more people began supporting local farmers. In fact, many cities in India now have dedicated farm to table theme restaurants. But the total distance that a product can be transported and still be considered a local or regional agricultural food product is less than 400 miles from its origin. Hence, fruits and vegetables that have to be shipped long distances are often picked before they even have a chance to fully ripe. Because the point is, local food doesn't have to travel long distances. It is grown in order to taste better and be healthier, rather than be resilient to long travels. Luckily, now we have superb infrastructure and super fast trains to support all this. But there's one thing more which is very important, that the farm to table movement also has helped local economies by supporting small farmers, which were becoming a dying breed not only in India but across the world. This farm to table scene is a refreshing trend in today's hectic technology driven world. The movement brings us back to the basics and encourages us to enjoy simple, fresh food. More of today's consumer also understand the value of eating local seasonal food, and they are willing to pay a premium to get it. Gourmet chefs aren't the only ones who are embracing farm-to-table cuisines. We now have weekly farmers market too. I think that gave you plenty much idea about this. So let's move on to our next segment.
Pet Pooja, Gyan Bhandar.
So I have Jyotika Purwar with me on my podcast today, who's very fondly known as the new age farmer lady. She's very passionate about what she's doing, as I see a lot of greenery in her apartment. So Jyotika, tell me about yourself.
Hi, I am an architect, a designer and a food blogger. I've been writing about food and travel for now almost 7 or 8 years. I write at followmyrecipe.com. me. I started thinking about farming actually several years ago. I used to live in Chicago and we did a very interesting project. We did this thing where we took a McDonald's burger and we said, okay, let's figure out how far our food has traveled to get on our plate. And we drew a map out and we did some research, of course, to find that out. And we found out that our food traveled almost over 10,000 miles, actually a lot more probably, considering that the meat was coming from Australia, the bun was getting made somewhere close to Mexico, and the sauces were coming somewhere close to California. That really was an eye-opening thing, that the food we eat, we consume without thinking about it, and we don't even know how far it comes on our plate. It's really unsustainable. And this idea really stuck with me, and I sort of started becoming very conscious of that. At the time, I started making a conscious effort of just shopping at farmers markets or even picking up my meat from a butcher and simple things like that, which led to the next step, the most obvious step, that why not start to grow a lot of this food on our own? Interestingly, in Chicago itself, I had friends in the city who even went as far as keeping their own chicken, getting fresh eggs in the morning, or even having their own beehives for honey. And this was really inspiring. So when I did finally move back to India, I started looking for these outlets, decided to actually pitch for an idea and a project and set it up on my own.
That's amazing. But what I think is, in this gastro age of food industry, are people actually able to accept this trend of clean and simple food? Because it's very restrictive in terms of, you know, fresh and seasonal availability. Because in Bombay, at least, we are, habitual of having a strawberry or a mango shake all around the year.
I think in a city like Mumbai, there is space for all kinds of food and cuisine. It's like mixing sugar in water where you can keep mixing more. But more so than that, I think people are becoming more aware and more conscious. I think there are a lot more people like me now who are questioning the source of their food. They're even questioning things like, are our farmers growing from Monsanto seeds? Or can we actually control some of this ourselves? The idea of using fresh produce is becoming more and more interesting. And I think there are chefs who are doing amazing creations with the fresh produce itself. About, the mango milkshake, well, one can't compete with a mango milkshake, but you can definitely have farm fresh infusions, juices and teas as alternatives.
Jyotika, tell me more about these infusers, because mostly, for mocktails or cocktails, we land up using colas and sodas. Do you think we have any farm to table infusions that are invented apart from fruit juices?
I would say so, yes. Some of the infusions that I play with, the most common one would be a lemongrass and basil infusion. But some of the more unique ones are flower based infusions. People don't know this, but you can make infusions with marigold. So marigold is the Genda flower, which you see in the wedding season a lot. It has amazing health benefits. Apparently, it's used for arthritis, etc. But it's very tasty, and you can add a dash of lemon in it and make a marigold nimbu pani in a way, which you can add then to your vodka. My other favorite one is this blue pea flower. It's also known as the Aparajita flower. You can always see it growing wild on the edge of a wall, of a terrace or a balcony. It's a beautiful blue color. And the idea of using this came from Malaysian food, where they actually make rice stained with this flower. And the reason they do that is because Malaysian food is about colors, and the only color they don't find is blue in the nature. So this gave an idea to make infusions with this as well. And it's really beautiful because you can squeeze a nimbu in it and it changes color to purple. So I call it a party trick drink.
Wow, you make this sound really, really fancy. Tell us about your farm to table restaurant experience in India or wherever you have been to.
So I would say in Bombay, to start with, few places are doing farm to table. One of the places that comes to mind is The Table, where they have their farm in Alibag, and they literally put their produce onto a ferry and it comes out at the Gateway of India, which is where the restaurant is. So it's literally farm, ferry, table. And the chef does, I think, quite a wonderful job with seasonal food. Almost on a daily basis, they have new things based on the produce, which I love. The idea that the food is designed around the produce that they get. Place where people are doing this quite a bit is Goa right now. In fact, there is a lot of money that the state is providing to people who are living in Goa itself to do farming, which I think is wonderful. There is a person who started a whole hydroponics farm. He left his engineering job and he's doing hydroponics on a really large scale. So it's really interesting what is going on there. One of the places around the world that I found really inspiring for farm to table was in Japan. and I recently traveled there to actually explore this. It's really funny, like over here we think maybe it's a trend or it's a fad, but over there it's a way of life. Almost every restaurant grows its own food. They use any space, and Tokyo or like Bombay has very minimal outdoor space, but they use every possible surface to grow their food, and almost every restaurant is able to do fresh food on the table. They even have an office which is really famous for its lobby has a rice paddy field in it for their employees to spend time and do some farming. Idea of farming is not just to what you consume, but it's also connecting to the soil. It's also your time spent understanding how food grows, and it's the most therapeutic thing. You put your hand in the soil for some time in the day, just feel the earth, connect with the earth again. It is one of the best calming stress busters that you could probably do with yourself.
That's actually an eye-opener. So on that note, I would want you to give some tips to our listener about how can we have our own little kitchen garden in this cramped city where we neither have time nor space.
There are several ways you can do this. You can consider doing window farming, in which there are some ready-made kits that are available. All you need to do is hang it in the window, and they are basically vertical units that are strung together by one water supply. Basically grow things in each of those units. You can grow chilies and eggplant and all your herbs. For those who are looking for a simpler solution, it's really easy. You just need a 6-inch by 6-inch pot to be able to grow anything. I was just reading about how to grow kale in your garden, which is my next project. All you need to understand is a little bit about your soil. You can compost your waste. That is a great fertilizer for your soil. Just plant the seeds. I literally order almost all my seeds from Amazon. I get started. That's all you need.
That's amazing. Now that you've mentioned kale, earlier I used to think, you know, ye red bell peppers, kale, avocado, they are so, you know, they sound so international ki yahan ek to milna mushkil, and upar se growing kale is like, wow, an achievement. So on that note, you know, I want to do a quick rapid fire round, because it's like a rapid fire round season happening in the world. I want to ask you, what do you call avocado in Hindi?
Oh no, what a question to ask. Thanks for putting me on the spot. I really don't know what is avocado. Next question.
Avocado is avocado. Okay, the next question is, what do you call sarso in English?
Mustard.
What about parsley in Hindi?
So, you know, I do know this one, because parsley comes from ajwain seeds.
I know if you had asked me the same question, I would have said parsley ho ya dhaniya ho, kya fark padta hai. But thank you so much, Jyotika. It was super informative and fun session chatting up with you. So guys, I am sipping on some cocktails right now, and I shall catch up with you all with yet another interesting food topic next week. Until then, please subscribe to my food podcast, Dakar, on iTunes. I'm also available on Instagram with the same name, and lots of food pictures to pep up your appetite. Bye for now.